Hello and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Downey, Joel Riley on your Monday morning. Mostly cloudy skies, scattered showers throughout the day. High, we've already hit that. It was about 58. It's going to drop throughout the day into the mid-40s by this afternoon. Then cloudy tonight and for Tuesday. Sunny with a high near 55, but not the best-looking 4 or 5 day forecast. I know, Joel, I know you're much more into the weather than most people, but it does not look like it's going to be a great few days after Tuesday, that's for sure.
Talking about heavy rain on Thursday, and when it's all said and done, the weekly total for Central Ohio, somewhere between 4 and 6 inches of rain this week.
That's a lot of rain.
Yes.
That is a lot of rain, and it was funny because yesterday we were out walking the dogs in between the rain, and I said to my wife, I said, I don't think we're going to get the stain down on the deck, but I can tell you this, I'm going to need to cut the grass here soon, because if we get all that kind of rain,
yeah,
that grass is going to grow.
Well, tomorrow's your day.
Yeah,
if you don't get it done tomorrow, you'll be rutting it.
Yeah, and just wait on it then and just get it done. Now, last night, these things that came through here were pretty impressive. I was telling you, and it woke me up about 10:30. The dog was scared out of its skin, so I'm trying to calm it down. And one was fine. The other one was, okay.
Jumpy.
Yeah, to say the least. And trying to get him calmed down. But I'll tell you what, there was some nice fireworks going off last night out in the Pataskal area. High winds. You could hear the rain hitting the siding. Wife got up this morning, said the trash can was blown all over the place. So it got a little nasty last night. I think they were talking about 40 to 50 mile an hour winds. Saw some stories on Columbus TV where trees were down. A young kid got hurt in his house. The tree came down. So it was serious. Mm-hmm. I mean, it wasn't...
I slept through most of it. We live in an old brick house that's very thick walls. And so I heard two rolls of thunder. And I don't we'll know what time it was between when she came to bed and she got up with the dog. So I don't know, midnight-ish, 11:30-ish, somewhere in there. But yeah, I mean, that's a roll back over. There's not anything leaking or blowing in my face, then I just roll over and keep sleeping.
And I know at one point there was the National Weather Service had issued a tornado watch for Licking County. Now, nothing ever went off on my phone, so didn't worry about that. Just checked American Electric Power's website again. A little over 4,000 people are without power. And I mean the vast majority of that, however, is in Franklin County. Last number I saw was 3,700. Mm-hmm. So I know at points last night and early this morning, Licking County had a fair share of folks out, but they're out there, doing their thing to get it back up. And I, you know what? Again, when your power goes off, you don't want excuses. Just get it back on for me. That's not a job I want.
No, and usually they're doing it. I mean, like today, it's pretty calm, and there's no lightning in the air. But a lot of times, they're up there working in very, very hazardous conditions.
Yeah, that is
zero
fun. No fun whatsoever. No. But you're talking 4 to 6 inches. I mean, obviously, you want to be prepared. They're talking about. My guess is there'll be some flooding for that because I mean, what are you going to do when you?
Well, the ground's been dry. I mean, you talk to any farmer, any golf course owner, anybody that does, landscapers, anybody that's doing anything outside. I mean, there's a few times of rain, but I mean, we are coming out of a drought. I think we're still technically under drought situation. So all at once, maybe not so rosy, but I think a lot of it's going to sink in, especially the first couple days. I think a lot of that rain is going to seep right down in there and make the roots happy.
Well, I would hope so. I mean, looking at my backyard from last year, it's still pretty patchy. Mm-hmm. And again, I'm one of those who prides himself on keeping his backyard, keeping the whole yard looking good.
Got a can of paint nearby,
a little spritzy. I might need it this year. I'll get a hold of a baseball team and say, hey, what do I need to do to get that taken care of? Hey, speaking of baseball, I heard Cincinnati last Thursday. Yeah, opening day Thursday. They were estimating 1 million people were down there for their annual parade.
Wow.
1 million people. Now, again, I don't know if that's just, all I know is I heard 1 million people.
Well, with the use of drones and, people that can triangulate and calculate and all that stuff, it's probably a legit number. I mean, that is a huge, huge thing for baseball people. Huge thing.
And I've never gone down there before, have you?
No.
Okay, now, Deputy Mike Kreider, Sheriff's Deputy, and Licking County Sheriff Randy Thorpe, they were down there for the game. First time I know that Deputy Kreider has been there, and I can't wait to see him to find out his reaction. He just texted me that morning. He goes, it's crazy. Now, when you've got law enforcement telling you it's crazy,
that's saying something.
That tells you a little something. So, yeah, baseball's underway. Opening day last week, the Reds and Guardians playing. Guardians are, I don't know if they're when they're home for their home opener, but the Reds have been home. So it was just one time. I just want to get down there for that opening day. I just want to go to the parade and kind of soak it all in, because from what everybody says, there's nothing like Cincinnati on opening day.
Well, I mean, it was the tradition for years and years and years, not so anymore, but there are still diehards that say, I don't care what the MLB's doing. This is my home, and this is what we're doing, so let's go get her done.
And I'm one of those who always thinks the Reds should be the first game of the year. That's gone by the wayside a number of years ago. I mean,
It's grow the game, Dave. It's play overseas. We got to play in London and Barcelona and all these different
places. In Japan, which I get that with Shohei Ohtani. Yeah. I mean, I get it. I mean, get that guy back there and let his folks see him playing. I understand that, but okay, that's all right. If you're going to do that and you're going to go across the pond, so to speak, and play opening day, that's fine. You tell me the Reds can't be one of those teams, and if it's not the Reds, can you tell me on opening day that should be the first game, standalone game? Sometimes these folks get in their own way and they can't work their way out of it. But anyway, I digress on that. Nobody wants to hear me complaining about opening day baseball, I guess. Hey, Friday night, we're over at the Midland for Black Jacket Symphony's Eagles Hotel California, and they put on one heck of a show. For folks who were there, it was pretty much sold out. What an unbelievable show. We're going to have Mary Ann Kristen Wednesday from the Midland Theater talking about that. But, boy, I got to tell you, if you've never seen Black Jacket Symphony, you got to go see them. They're outstanding.
Their whole deal is they have, it's like, what, 50 or 60 musicians and singers that are in that deal? Mm-hmm. And when they come up with an idea, then they audition within the group, the person that best fits each role. And that's why they get the sound so right. Yep. I mean, they're taking talented musicians and then taking quality bands with quality albums and replicating it. It's phenomenal.
It's amazing. They'll take one, album, like for the Eagles, they did Hotel California. And again, that was, I was 8 years old when that came out, but I knew every song on that album.
Sure.
Every single song on that album. Mm-hmm. So they do that, and the first set of the show, and then the second set, they come out and they play all their greatest hits. And they did that on Friday night. But you talk about talented. The lead singer for Black Jacket Symphony sang with Aerosmith and sang with Ringo Starr. Mm. Now, that's pretty dang good. Mm-hmm. I mean, to say that, hey, yeah, I've been on tour with both Aerosmith and Ringo Starr. Mm-hmm. So that ought to tell you the kind of folks that they bring in there. And it's just, they do such a wonderful job, and they play to the crowd. I mean, the lead guitarist was just outstanding, and the other guitarist was actually the founder of Black Jacket Symphony.
Cool.
So it was cool that he was there, and he did some singing as well. But it was just one. And again, I marvel at the theater myself. I'm in there, and I'm kind of looking around. when they did their intermission stand-up, everybody's kind of just walking around and milling, and I'm taking a chance to just take it all in. Again, I wasn't here when they renovated the thing, but Dave Longaberger, I mean, they did just one heck of a job on that.
Yeah, the appointments really did. Are amazing inside that theater. And acoustics, I mean, that's, real audiophiles, real people that are serious about it and all that. There's a couple of really great places in Central Ohio. Midland is one of them, absolutely.
No doubt. And every time I go in there, I look up at I call them the opera rooms, the ones that are on the side. I wish they'd open them up somehow and figure out how to get folks in there. Because just one time, I'd love to have those seats and just sit. I don't need the little opera glasses or none of that. But it was such a fun. And again, like I said, almost a complete sellout. I mean, I didn't see too many empty seats, and folks were up dancing. It was a good time.
Yeah, that's, again, great place, great show, Black Jacket. I mean, I can't wait till they announce what the next one they're going
to
do.
Oh, I'm about to tell you what it is.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. I haven't heard yet, and I always am interested because we went and saw Journey. My wife is a huge Journey fan. She didn't think anybody could ever replicate Steve Perry's voice. But after that, she's like, yeah, I was pretty good.
Mm-hmm. So, that Mary Ann Chris said, hey, stay tuned at intermission. We're going to have a special announcement. And the whole time I'm thinking to myself, I got a feeling I might know who this is. I was wrong. I thought maybe they'd do the Stones. Bon Jovi.
Ooh.
Slippery When Wet.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a blast from the past for a lot of people.
Oh, that made my wife extremely happy right away. As a matter of fact, Jennifer McDonald, who we went with, Chamber Commerce President, or Commerce of President, bought tickets.
Yeah.
So well, they already have their tickets.
Already got it.
So,
well,
we'll see.
When you got a great, fresh audience in the seats, what better way to attract them back than to throw a little chum in the water?
Go ahead and get them.
Right on.
Well, we'll take a quick break as I choke to death over here, and then we'll get back to more Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley on this Monday morning, 9:16. Mostly cloudy skies, scattered showers today. I believe we've already hit our high for the day, right around 60 earlier this morning, and it's down to 55 right now. We'll drop into the mid-40s, and then for this evening, cloudy skies, low right around 36. And then for Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 55. That's, as Joel mentioned, the best-looking day out of the lot for the rest of the week, and I mean through the weekend. Cloudy skies and rain. So if there's anything you need to get done, tomorrow's probably the day you're going to want to do it. And it's funny because yesterday, like I said, out walking the dog, and on the weekend too, I didn't see anybody out doing anything. So I don't know if folks are like, man, you know, it's supposed to rain. I don't think I'm going to mess with this right now. There weren't a lot other than people out walking the dog. I think every dog in Pataskala was out walking over the weekend.
Nice.
But as far as doing anything around the house, I didn't see too many people outside.
Well, there's maybe a factor of people not wanting to get started something they can't finish.
Yep.
And then there's always tomorrow. You know what I mean? It's that time of the year. I mean, it's still a little early to mow. And, you know, as far as like mulching and that, I'm not saying there's not people out there doing that, but it seems a little early for that. I know, you know, out where I live, the farmers have been disking and working up the ground. I think maybe even a little planting has gone on. And some of that is just because they look at the forecast and the almanac and they go, hey, if I want to get it in the ground, I better get her done.
Get it done and get it done quickly.
So, but yeah, mowing, I mean, you know, there's some high stuff, but
yeah, that's nothing you're going to worry about.
Yeah, let it fill in a little bit more before I get too worked up.
Yeah, I don't blame you all about wanting to do that. You know, there was a lot going on over the weekend. You know, you had the Final Four. You had opening day baseball. And again, I don't know how much you're keeping up with some of this national stuff. I can't do it. My head just spins anymore. We're cutting here. We're cutting there. We're bringing these people on. We're bringing these people on. Some people aren't going to be nominated for position. I just gave up. I was trying to read some of it. The wife was like, do you understand what some of this is? I said, I so understand some of it, but I'm not getting a lot of it, though. So it was just one of those weekends where, okay, yeah, I'll try to dive into some news, and just my head started spinning and I stopped. Like, do you ever get like that where you're like, okay, you try to stay as informed as you can so you can have, you know, intelligent conversations, but some of it you're just like, what is happening?
See, there's your first mistake, intelligent conversation. That is so out of vogue right now.
Oh my
gosh. It's reactionary. Did you see this? Did you see that? And, you know, all the propaganda, that's what moves the meter. I mean, news really changed, honestly, when it started being based on clicks. Number of clicks and how much money you get out of a click. And that's when things started to change and clickbait headlines and all that kind of stuff. And it's worse now than it's ever been. So I'm with you. I don't know who to read, when to read it, who to follow or any of that stuff. So it's a lot of times it's just turn it off and stare into the distance.
And then, you know, those poor folks in Myanmar with the earthquake out there, you know, their issues that they had. And then all of a sudden people are like, well, this is climate change and this is that. And I'm like, can we just not do that? Mm-hmm. I mean, you've got, last I saw, I want to say 140 dead, I think is what I saw. And I'm thinking, really? This is what we're doing? Mm-hmm. I'm like, you can't just let it go and just kind of try to feel for these people. No, I'm at the gym and I'm watching the, you know, they've got at the YMCA out in Western, the Western branch, they've got the TVs on and they've got the different news channels. And I just start seeing these people pointing at each other and yelling and screaming like, man, am I glad I had my headphones on. I know this, I would not have been tuning into that channel.
Right.
I don't know how people do it.
Well, you can never let a good crisis go to waste. And everybody's got an agenda now. So, you know, however they can work the current event of the day into their agenda, that's what they do.
And it's sad, though, Joel, because I used to be one of those news junkies on Sunday mornings. I know the guy down the hall, he still watches, I want to say, Meet the Press. I think that's the one he watches. But I used to watch the Sunday shows like everybody else because you did learn something. Mm. I mean, you may not always agree with who was on there, but you were learning something, and there was none of this, you know, vitriol. Now you can't. You get about 5 minutes in, you think, oh, this will be a pretty good show. And the next thing you know, the beat red, he's yelling at him. He's saying, you said this, that, and the other. I'm like, yeah. I can't do it. Mm-mm. I mean, I just, it's to the, but my poor wife, she has taken herself completely off Facebook, which I feel bad for because that's how she was able to keep up with mm-hmm. some of her friends back home. Mm-hmm. But she's like, I can't do it. And, you know, they got the algorithms where they know what you're looking at. And all of a sudden, bam, bam, bam. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's amazing. And I feel bad for her because I used to tease her all the time. Oh, you're always on Facebook. But, you know, that's how she kept in touch with friends.
Yeah.
And now she's just like, I can't do it.
Yep. It's happening everywhere. All the social medias. I mean, my wife spends a fair bit of time on TikTok. You know, just letting it feed dumb videos and all that stuff. But even, she's like, look at this. I'm like, propaganda, you know,
it's just, see, that's the problem. No one believes anything anymore.
Well, and it's either you believe all of it because the algorithm sets you up for feed you the same kind of stuff or you throw it all away. So which is worse? You don't pay attention to any of it or you only believe one side of it. It's terrible.
Yeah, it's so hard to trust anything you see on. And people are like, what did you see? I'm like, well, can I see it? And then I'll start to do a little of that. I feel bad because the guy down the hall, he stops now. He didn't even bring me anything anymore because I'm like, that's not right. Mm-hmm. So you start to look and you, well, how do you know your stuff's right? I'm like, I'm just telling you, you go back and you look at a bunch of different things, factcheck.org, all those. And those could be wrong too. I'm not saying they're not, but geez, old Pete, you got to have faith in something, don't
well,
you?
Well, I mean, artificial intelligence has gotten better. I mean, it used to be pretty easy to spot fake videos and fake pictures. It's getting harder now. I mean, those folks are learning. The editing techniques are getting better. You know, the out of context quotes and then wrapping it around with other stuff. I mean, it's all starting to be a little mind blowing.
Well, you talk about the AI. And I had some blood work done last week. I mean, I won't exactly share what all these test results are, but you know, some of them, you know, come back normal, no issues, don't worry about it. And then a lot of them that say the same thing, I'll just read you what the one says here. It cracks me up because it says, I have reviewed this lab. It is normal, stable, or as expected. So there's like six or seven of these in the row. Now, does anybody actually think that my doctor wrote that? I have reviewed this lab, and it is normal, stable, or as expected.
Well,
I mean, so
at least they're communicating the appropriate way.
But, I mean, don't put the poor woman's picture on there. Like, I honestly think Dr. Parker sent me those messages. I mean, come on. I mean, I'm in there laughing. I don't know if you saw me earlier. I'm like, I'm scrolling through all these, and I didn't laugh at a few of them because I didn't like the results.
Right.
But some of them, you're just like, what are we doing? Mm-hmm. I mean, so, again, I understand. I'm just saying this for a doctor just because I was just there last week. I mean, they want to get you in and out, see as many folks as you can. It was funny because she goes, well, look, I'm only 15 minutes late today with you. Because usually she's always late. And I mean, I'm not talking just 20 minutes. I mean, 45 minutes.
45 minutes to get you in the door and then another half hour to wait.
And she's like, and I told her, I said, Doc Parker, I said, you got nothing to worry about. This is right on time for me if you're only 15 minutes mm-hmm. behind. I mean, you get used to it. And, you know, some people will complain and moan. And I get that. I mean, our time is valuable. But she takes her time to talk to her patients. Mm-hmm. So I'd rather have that than just somebody come in and go, test results as expected.
I have reviewed said results, and they are within parameters.
I mean, just come on. I mean, all this, just right down the line, I'm like, folks, really? Can't we just put in there, ditto, 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 instead of saying that? That just cracked me up.
That's funny.
Be sure to join us Wednesday, as I mentioned, Marianne Crist, Executive Director of the Midland Theater, will join us. And then actually on Thursday, we're going to have a special program, Talk of the Town, is Jason Umstadt, Licking County Board of Developmental Disabilities Superintendent. His last day on the job is Friday. He's taking a job with the state association. He's texted me, says, Dave, I really would like to come in and talk to folks. I said, hey, that's not a problem for you. We'll make an exception this one time. So Jason Umstadt from Licking County Board of DD will join us Thursday morning. And then Friday morning, Mary Dow with Esther's Place of Grace. It's a new nonprofit. They're helping young women who are pregnant, you know, just try to stay above water, so to speak, make sure that they've got the things that they need to help get through that pregnancy. She will join us on Friday. So Wednesday is Marianne Chris with the Midland Theater. Thursday is Jason Umstadt with Board of Developmental Disabilities. And then Friday we'll have Mary Dow on with Esther's Place of Grace.